Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're looking at 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is, to people as they are.
Now we get into verse number 7. Now, neither be ye idolaters. What is an idolater? Literally, the worship of idols. Anything you place before God. And I have a whole list here, but I won't be able to because I got so much to get over. Do you know, an idol can even be yourself? We ain't talking about little Buddhas and little fat people that's, you know, or the other world, or your vehicles or houses or jobs. It can be yourself. And most of the time, that's where it's at, because we place ourselves before God. Let that sink in. Our feelings can be an idol. Do you ever think about that? When we think about idols, we think about material things and all. Ooh, even us and our feelings. Well, he talks about neither be idolaters, as were some of them, the people of Israel, as it is written. And we will look at this real quick. The people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. We see this in Exodus 32:6. Turn me quickly. Where it says, it is written. Well, let's see where it's written at. Tim, will you do me a favor? Go get me a thing of water. That'll slow me down. I am so ready to go this morning. Okay, Exodus 32:6. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down for to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Now remember the background here. Moses is up on the Mount Sinai. God has given him the Ten Commandments. Okay. Where it says the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Verse 7 said they had, look at verse number 7. And the Lord said unto Moses, get thee down. Remember he's up on Mount Sinai, Moses, and God said, you need to get down there. He had given them the law. And by the way, by the time Moses had got down there, the children of Israel had broke every one of those Ten Commandments, every one of them. And God was going to kill them. Well, you know, anyway, I won't get into that, but he was mad. The whole thing, he was madder than a wet hen. God was angry, and Moses cried out to God for mercy. Yeah. Oh, anyway, but notice this. For thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, they have corrupted themselves. That's an important word. They've corrupted themselves. All right, when you put all that together, look at verse number 25. Exodus 32, verse number 25. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, you're talking about having a wild part. Thank you, Tim. About having a wild party. You don't think it, the word play actually means that the people were dancing. They were eating. They were having a drunken party. Moses came down. What is going on here? God delivered them from Egypt. God received the Ten Commandments. They come down there, and these are God's people. How do you know that? When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Remember? The death over there in Egypt, they put the blood over the doorpost. I won't get into all of that, but anyway, he come down the mount and saw them eating and drinking. And I have a note in here. The Hebrew people were having a drunken orgy, saw them naked. Now, not all of them, some of them. And that's why it was so important when we were back up in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, where he said, some. All were delivered, all, and then, but some. So not all of them were that way, but some of them. Did y'all remember we talked about that last week? Not all of them, but some of them. So notice that also he said, let us not invert. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 10:8, okay? 1 Corinthians 10:8. They were idolaters. They sat down to eat and drink, they sat down. If I could use it in layman's term, they feasted and they got drunk. Then they rose up to play, dancing, carousing, carrying on. And Moses saw that they were naked. Not all, some. Okay. Verse number 8. Neither let us commit fornication. What do you think happened? Numbers 29, and as some, notice, as some of them committed, not all, some, and fell in one day 23,000. We see that in Numbers 25. Turn me to Numbers 25. Let's see, verses 1 through 9. Let me just read all, let me read this real quickly. Beginning verse number 1. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. Fornication here is speaking about going after other gods, okay? And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed toward their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people, in other words, all leaders, and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one of his men that were joined unto Baal Peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel, and were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand and went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. And the plague was stayed from the children of Israel, and those that died in that plague were 24,000. They were committed fornication. They're worshiping Baal, Peor, okay? Notice, I just want to draw your attention, there are no mistakes in God's word. Paul mentioned 23,000. Here it talks about 24,000. Well, there's a mistake in God's word. No, there's not. If you'll continue reading, time won't allow, more people died at a later date. But in one day, 23,000 died. But because of that instance, another 1,000 died, which made a total of 24. You got that? I just want to get that in case you Bible students scratching your head. Why does it say 23 over here and 24 over there? Must be a mistake. No, there's no mistake in God's word. Amen. Let me move on. First, let me go back to verse number 9 of 1 Corinthians 10. Neither let us tempt Christ. Verse number 9. 1 Corinthians 10. Am I going too fast? Okay. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Now, I won't have time to. I have a reference here if you want to put it down. Numbers 21, 4 through 9, the people were fussing again. I think Baptists are descendants of Jewish people. Always fussing. God took care of them time after time after time. They're back out there, and you remember the story in Numbers about their murmuring, and God sent serpents into the camp, and anybody, the poisonous snakes would bite, they would die. God and Moses said, what are we going to do? And God said, tell you what, you make a brazen serpent, and you hold it up. Anybody that looks at that brazen serpent, if they have been bitten, they look and live. A great message there. That's why Jesus used that illustration in John chapter 3, verse number 15. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so much also shall the Son of Man be lifted up. That was a picture of Christ. If you look, you live, okay? Well, the thought is they tempted Christ. I have a note here. If you follow, this was the seventh time that the people of God spoke against Moses and God. This was the seventh time. If you get all the times they murmured and they fussed and all, we see in Scripture, this is the seventh time.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us this Sunday evening, April 13th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear Tribute Quartet live in concert. Tribute Quartet will be with us April 13th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.